Most of the president's critics say President Mugabe performed badly as African Union chairperson, as he spent huge sums of money traveling to various countries, at times at the expense of Zimbabwean taxpayers. People's Democratic Party spokesperson Jacob Mafume claimed that Zimbabwe incurred huge financial losses as a result for his AU chairmanship.
The only thing we suffered are the costs of incessant travel from one conference to the other, and there's been a total lack of attention on domestic affairs. The economy has worsened, so the Zimbabweans have become worse from his visits.
He said the president should have used his AU chairmanship to open new trade opportunities for Zimbabweans and other Africans instead of always attacking the West for wrong reasons. There are some local people who believe that the president should have resolved most conflicts in Africa. Kuraone Chiwai, spokesperson of the MDC led by Professor Walsh Manule, said Mr. Mugabe failed to resolve political conflicts in Nigeria, Burundi, Mali, and several others. At ZANU-PF Youth League, Tongai Kasukwere defended Mr. Mugabe, saying he had done so much in dealing with the crisis as some countries were not cooperating.
As you look at the situation in Burundi, the Burundian president is saying, no, we cannot have 60,000 days. The African Union has actually not been able to send anyone to speak. Burundi, people are just watching the conflict.
His views were echoed by ZANU-PF legislator Kindness Baraza of Makonde, who said the president did well and scored many successes, such as the eradication of poverty.
He campaigned against terrorism. He campaigned to have peace in Lesotho, in Mali, in Somalia, and in Burundi. And for the first time during his time, the president also, through the AU, organized the first ever India-China summit. And that was followed again by another milestone, the China-Africa summit.
Great Zimbabwe University lecturer Joel Mukusha added that Mr. Mugabe has done well in tackling the issue of sustainability and self-reliance on the continent. He said, as a guru on the African continent, the president pushed for Africa to have permanent representation on the United Nations Security Council. But some critics, like political commentators Masimba Kuchera and Fortune Gwazi, said there was nothing an AU chairperson could do, as it was more of a ceremonial position. Kuchera said it was important for successive AU leaders to continue lobbying for a permanent seat on the UN Security Council.
It's been an ongoing issue from the time of the African Renaissance by Thabo Mbeki and these other comrades when he was in power. So clearly it takes some time. The world is warming up to the idea, but we can't attribute it to the current AU chair. What he's simply probably been able to do is to echo what previous chairs and previous leaders have already said.
Democracy activist Clarice Maduku said, while there might have been no tangible benefits to the country, Mr. Mugabe benefited in a big way as the AU chairmanship legitimized his rule in Zimbabwe.
He was sort of like facing some legitimacy. So it only helped the President Mugabe and ZANU-PF to continue chanting propaganda that is an icon of Africa. But in terms of real material benefit in Zimbabwe, there was nothing that we really benefited.
Mr. Mugabe hands over the chairmanship to President Idris Deby of Chad at a time when the continent is plagued by several crises in various African countries. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.